Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre. He went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven, groaned, and said, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they did so. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear, and he makes the mute to speak." This is good news from the Lord. Now we can make this gospel just another one of those endless healing stories, proving that Jesus is a miracle worker, proving that Jesus is God. But you know what? That's not the point at all. And in fact, the key is given us in the first reading from Isaiah. And it's really a quite important reading for what we call, and I'll try to explain, as restorative justice. In the first reading, it says, "Say to those who are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God." He comes with vindication. He comes with divine recompense. So you're all supposed to be shivering at that point. Huh? And this is where most people stop, following the threats, supposedly, that come from the scriptures. But you know, threats don't save anybody. You have to continue to the next lines. He defines now how Yahweh is going to save the people Israel. He comes to save you. He will open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf will be cleared, the lame will leap like a stag, and the tongue of the mute will sing. So he doesn't come with punishment, but in fact, he's going to love you and heal you and transform you even more. Now I'm willing to bet that it's not your fault, but the way almost all of us were educated in Western civilization and in America is with the notion of retributive justice. Our entire penal system, judicial system is based on it. Even your old-fashioned idea of heaven and hell is probably based on it. You sin this much, you get this much punishment. You do this much good, you get this much heaven. It's all based on quid pro quo. It's pretty a sick system, really. There's nothing grand about it. There's nothing transformative about it. There's nothing godly about it. That's what we mean by retributive justice. And it guides most of the systems of this world. And to be honest, it probably makes sense to you. You know, people get what they deserve. Well, here's the great surprise of the Hebrew Scriptures, revealed in this central passage from Isaiah. You know what God says? People are not going to get what they deserve. They're going to get much better than they deserve. The way I punish you, as it were, this vindication, this retribution, is going to be actually loving you more. Loving you deeper. That's the only way you change people. That's obvious. That's common sense. Show me anybody whose heart was changed by punishing them. So what we have in the gospel is Jesus simply coming into the world, revealing this pattern. Just everywhere he can. Universal health care, which a lot of our politicians are against, but Jesus seems to be for. Universal health care. Wherever he can heal anybody, he does. So we've been presented, brothers and sisters, with a very different kind of God. Not the God of retribution and punishment that I'll bet almost every one of you in this room was raised on. And it isn't even the biblical message. The biblical message is much better than that. God always transforms his people at their moments where they most hate themselves, want to most punish themselves, and feel most guilty and shame-filled. You know the way you transform them? You love people at even deeper levels, and deeper, and deeper. You see, love is the only thing that transforms the human heart. Nothing else. I'm sorry. You can punish people all you want. We have evidence, and I was jail chaplain here for 14 years. The more you punish them in jail, usually the worse they become, not better. I don't know what makes us create a grand scheme that mirrors the schemes of the penal systems of this world. We Catholics grew up with 3 years in purgatory and 3 days in purgatory and 3 months in purgatory, depending on how sinful you were. How would that make you love God? Please tell me. How would that make you love God? In fact, what it's done is make a high percentage of Catholics and Christians fear God, not love God. And so we have Jesus in this beautiful gospel entering the world, and wherever he can, speaking words of healing, be open, be transformed, be alive. But I think we really have to ask if we like restorative justice. We really like to see people punished, if we're honest. We like to see people go to hell, if we're honest. We like to see people rot in jail, as you hear on the evening news again and again. How different God is than humanity. Brothers and sisters, that's why we don't know God. That's why we don't even agree with God or understand God. We think in such a small way. We think fear and anger and judgment and punishment are going to achieve love. Show me where.